Hello, hello, namaskaram. You've chosen to listen to another episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University. Thank you for being curious. This is a podcast with three hosts, one thing aur dher sare kahaniyan. We take a thing jo bahut sare log samajhte ki ye to Hindustan se hai. But is it?
I'm Jimmy. I have Kavya Anathar with me.
Hi.
Hello, hello guys. What's up?
So today we are going to walk across the globe and across time in our Hawaii chappals.
So sad, no? We can only walk. With a name like Hawaii chappal, we should be able to fly. Wala?
I think this podcast ke liye hum ud sakte.
Hum to ud gaye.
Okay, but why say Athar, why?
I feel like it's theater of the mind, you know. You only have to say we are flying, put some appropriate SFX, and people will imagine us flying in our Hawaii chappals.
ठीक है, अथर्व, तूने बोला तो हम करते हैं रीटेक. तो आज हम हवाई चप्पल को हवाई जहाज के तरह इस्तेमाल करके उड़ेंगे across time and space.
क्या बात है?
Thank you. First stop, Spain. 15,000 years ago, these chappals were in cave drawings.
15,000 years ago?
Yes. Very basic. In these drawings, you can see people with animal fur and skin wrapped around their feet.
Okay. So, no support of any kind.
Correct. Mm. Agla stop, China. This is 4,700 BCE. This was made of woven rush, cotton and leather.
What's rush?
You know when you have to go somewhere really quick.
Okay, so Atharva, rush is a natural fiber.
Okay.
Jo furniture banane ke liye istemal hota tha. It looks a bit like jute.
So the footwear was made from that.
Correct. Aur in slippers par embroidery bhi kiya jata tha, like dragons and phoenixes. These were symbols of power.
From then only, China was doing all this power business.
Yeah, it's very hereditary.
So you're telling me this was 4,700 BC. That's approximately what, almost 6,700 years ago.
Yeah, correct. Pata nahi kyun, but when you put it like that, it doesn't sound like it was a long time ago. Somehow, 4,700 BC sounds much further away. Anyway, China se ab Egypt chalte hain, 1550 to 1307 BCE.
Which is still 3,600 years ago.
Maths ke liye dhanyavad. It was a single piece of cut leather. Usme ek chhed kiya gaya tha into the sole to put a toe post. Now, the toe post is that thing that goes between the first toe and the second toe for better grip on your chappal.
Like okay. A foot thong.
Ooh, like a thong for the foot, yes.
What an amazing metaphor.
I know, right? I knew you'd like that.
Anyway, I remember reading, Jimmy, that British Museum, ye Angrez log, they had one chappal which is almost 3,000 years old.
I wonder where they stole it from. Sorry, got it from.
Stole only. But
chura ke chappal mera.
Oh no.
Goriya chali. Dun, 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 dun.
Before we get to the British, however, we have to go to Japan in okay. 18th century.
All right.
Zori.
Why are you apologizing, da?
Not sorry, Zori. Zori is a sandal and Adana, they make it out of very many different materials. They have rice straw, cloth, wood, leather, rubber.
Basically, they looked at anything and said, kya isse chappal ban sakta hai?
I feel like the most dangerous item on the list to me seemed like wood. Matlab, usse maar padegi to kaisa lagega, bhai?
Bhai, you had some childhood trauma, what, Atharva?
No, bro, just a very active imagination.
Okay.
मैंने सोचा कि combining two weapons like that only will create a super weapon. No.
Two weapons. So which were the two weapons you were talking about actually?
Chappal and wood.
So you didn't have any like stories in school where you got belted by your teachers or anything like that?
Not really. It was a school that followed rules and all. No hitting children.
Oh.
Thankful. Kavya, I deserved it.
Kavya, you? Koi school ka kahani where you got hit or you got or were you one of those first bencher, goody-goody type student?
You guys take a guess. Listeners, wait. Tell me what it sounds like when you hear the podcast.
Okay,
but Jim, you are asking clearly because you have some kada, right?
I have many kada.
I knew. It's just
Kada. So, this was when I was in my 7th standard, okay?
Okay.
My Hindi teacher caught me for something and used the duster, wood that duster. You were talking about, Atharva, and hit me on my knuckles. And it hurt really badly. And I was like weeping, crying, and I went back to my seat. And then he walked past me, turned back, and was going towards the board. So, us time, hum log ink pen use karte the. So, maine ink pen nikala. And I just flung the ink from my ink pen on his shirt. Oh, that stain. From the back of his right shoulder to the middle of his shirt. A brand new white shirt. Oh, I got belted for that again. I got caught. And I got
okay, but like
was,
moving
so satisfying.
Past casual corporal punishment, which this podcast does not condone, by the way.
Not at all.
We do not believe in violence. We
it's
are
sometimes
pacifist.
Okay with Jimmy.
Yes. It's, I think I deserve it.
There was a variation of these wooden ones that we're discussing. It was called geta.
So, would they say when you wanted to bring it, geta? Like,
what?
Geta.
Oh
like, get it? Get it?
Okay, wait. In Japanese, get is eru. So, you would say eru geta.
Oh, so these were Japanese footwear.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, the difference between the zori and the geta is basically this. They have these like two teeth type of thing. Like in the middle of the sole.
That be damn uncomfortable, no? Like, because my foot sole is resting on two of these things instead of a flat surface.
No. I'm sorry, I explained it badly. The two teeth things are at the bottom. So it is foot underneath that sole, underneath that.
Oh, like a platform. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
That makes more sense now.
Guys, what was it for? Like, it sounds like some very secret ninja training saying everybody in Japan should know how to walk silently on stilts.
So,
yeah.
wait. So these... Okay, so if I were to think of a visual picture, it's like two heels, one at the back and one at the front. Something or in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle, both.
Okay.
And actually, Jim, you hit it right on the head. It was a platform, that's exactly right, to not have your feet get dirty.
Okay.
Another fun fact, the geta and the zori are not aligned with any party.
Party andre?
Meaning they don't differentiate between left or right. Both can be worn on either foot.
Nice. Well done. Left, right, party. Nice. Beautiful.
Wait, so, ye to slippers the, but when did they become flip-flops?
So, this happened World War II ke baad. So, the slipper industry, it helped rebuild Japan's economy.
No, really?
Yeah. So, now, US soldiers in Japan, they saw these slippers and they were like, arewa. Isko to ghar le jana chahiye.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I love how both of us jumped and said, of course.
And 1950s mein, USA ke pop culture mein slippers adopt ho gaye. Theek hai?
Okay.
And by the 1960s, they were called flip-flops because of the sound they made while walking.
Okay. Quick question. What is the sound that you think chappals make? Like, make one sound.
Pachak.
No, that's ghoda. Sorry. Horse wearing chappals.
Okay. Make Atharva. Make one sound.
Atharva's clapping, guys.
Oh my
god. It's called a big brain.
It's not using the mouth at all. So, let me see.
No, that's still in the horse donkey territory.
Fine.
Wearing chappal.
Okay. So, alag deshon mein inka alag naam hai. Australia mein they call thongs. Atharva, you like that. Bahamas mein slippers. Brazil mein chinelos. Bulgaria mein japanki. Croatia mein japanke. And Poland mein japanki.
It's so interesting, Alva. They have this Japan element in so many of the
names.
Which is where I think now where we think chappals are from. Speaking of chappal, where do you think the word chappal comes from? Say, it's from, I'll give you a clue.
From Hindi.
Ah, very good. Yes, correct.
Good guess.
Correct.
Thank you.
It comes from the Hindi word chap, which is like imprint.
Oh, so like the chap left on your face when you get hit by it.
No? Jim, we discussed this. We're not doing the corporal punishment thing. It is
I
the
mean, we
chap...
are not, but they might have. No.
Okay. It is when you wear the chappal and your foot ka chap is left on the inside sole.
Oh, so boring. That's... So how did Hawaii get attached to the name?
So, in the Hawaiian island, ek special ped hota hai. Uska naam hai para rubber tree.
Okay.
Jisse ek rubber fabric milta hai.
Okay.
और इसी रबर से चप्पल बनाए जाते थे उस टाइम पे इन यूएस दे यूज्ड टू एक्सपोर्ट रबर फ्रॉम दीज हवाईन आइलैंड्स टू मेक दीज स्लिपर्स राइट
अच्छा ओके
एंड दैट्स हाउ हवाई गॉट एसोसिएटेड विद स्लिपर्स एंड आई लव चप्पल्स मैन आई लव चप्पल्स आई ट्रूली थिंक चप्पल्स आर अ ब्लेसिंग फॉर माई टोज शूज फील टू क्रैम समटाइम्स और मेरे पैर की उंगलियों की लग जाती है
पैर की उंगलियों. वेट, हैंग ऑन वन सेकेंड, दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन. As a South Indian, are you telling me there's no word for toes in Hindi?
Okay.
What about, is there something like padungli?
Padungli?
Yeah.
That sounds very Sanskrit. Really trying.
But this foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Ungli is.
So that's
pair ungli, no?
Yeah, padungli.
That's like, I think we should Google this one second.
While you Google it, maybe I'll chat GPT it.
Deep seek. Okay, so according to Google, and I'm quoting Google Translate over here.
Yeah. That most reliable of all internet sources.
There is no other word for toes. It is pair ki unglia.
That's
it's
amazing.
A phrase, yeah. And not a singular word.
Feet fingers. Feet fingers. Love it.
Anyway, keeping aside the unglia, okay, our Prime Minister talked about Hawaii chappals not so long ago, when he flagged off the first Udaan flight under the regional connectivity scheme. This is what he had to say.
जो सामान्य व्यक्ति हवाई चप्पल पहन करके घूमता है, वो मुझे हवाई जहाज में दिखना चाहिए, ये मेरा सपना.
It seems like such a thing that he would say, no? It's in his style of oration.
Absolutely. Right. And he's, of course, he's implying that the average Indian wears Hawaii chappals. And even once flying in a Hawaii jahaz.
Should wear them.
But in an airplane, won't your toes feel cold?
This is the reason I wear socks with my chappals. Excuse
really?
Me?
Really?
Yes, what? What do you mean, excuse? Wait, you don't wear socks with your chappals?
Well, I don't wear chappals at all. So I have like no leg on which to stand in this podcast.
I know you feel cold very often. You wear a hoodie almost all the time. So your feet don't feel as cold as your head?
Not really. Because so the thing is, they might feel cold, and if I'm in a situation where my feet are going to be cold, I'd rather wear shoes than wear socks and slippers.
Because it's not fashion-y.
It's
fashion-y
an image
enough.
I have a street cred, Jimmy.
I also feel like I maybe would like not wear socks.
Yeah, I think even it's also an age thing.
Oh my God, you guys, it's so comfortable. Like, your feet are open and they're warm at the same time. I mean, come on. It's amazing. You guys should try it.
You won't find any takers here.
I will bet that there are already not only takers, but doers. Okay.
So listeners, that's what you have to take this one. Are you on Jimmy's side or are you on Bainar Atharva's?
Why have you suddenly become a side now? Like, what is this? It's not you versus...
Soxers and anti-soxers.
Yeah.
I like that. But Kavya, you were saying you don't wear chappals at all, and why is that?
Yeah, I don't wear Hawaii chappals at all because the doctor told me not to. Yeah, like about 10 years ago, I moved to college,
okay.
And I had an injury. I had an ankle injury. And the doctor was like, it's because of Hawaii chappals.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, they don't have any padding. They have no support for your feet. And the doctor was like, you can't wear Hawaii chappals. It doesn't suit your foot. And you will fall again and again. And my theory is that's why it's called a slipper. Because you slip when you wear it.
Oh,
nice. It makes sense.
But it's not actually true, huh?
Really?
What's actually true is it's not because you can slip on it, but because you can slip it on. What?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, purane English mein, the word slipper first appeared in 1478. And iska matlab hai slip shoe, meaning something you can slip on.
Okay, wait, hold on, Vandimsha. You're saying the shoe was there before slippers?
Genius. How you did that deduction? That is right. Can you make a guess how much before, though? Slippers were, 6,700 years old, which I said. So what about shoes?
15,000 years ago is my guess.
Yeah, okay.
15,000.
If, let's say, it was not even 15. If it was before that also, then maybe 20,000.
You're not even halfway there.
Really?
Yeah. So the first shoes were seen as far back as 42,000 years almost.
42?
Mujhse ye number imagine nahi ho raha, Jimmy.
Arre, wo imagination chodo. I'm imagining whether they had cobblers at that time who'd fix their shoes, or would they, like we do nowadays, just throw them away?
Hey, this is a really good time for us to play that interview that you had.
Which one? Oh, with the cobbler. Yes. Aapka naam?
Mera naam Narendra Kumar, sir.
आप कितने साल से ये मोची का काम कर रहे हैं?
31 साल से कर रहा हूँ.
और आप कितने पैसे बना लेते हैं एक दिन में?
₹1000 हो जाता।
तो जब आप पहले ये करते थे, हवाई चप्पल आते था क्या रिपेयर के लिए?
आता था।
अभी भी आता है क्या?
अभी भी आता।
तो अभी लोग कम आते हैं रिपेयर के लिए?
ये हवाई चप्पल ज्यादा यूज अंतर हो गया ना।
हाँ।
ज्यादा उतना नहीं आता।
The sad reality is that aajkal people don't repair their chappals. So kya hota hai when they break? What do you think happens?
So they end up in some corner of your house.
That's
correct?
True.
And then they're gathering dust. Someone gets shouted. You have to clean.
A chew toy for my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
Or they get dumped into the ocean, become a huge environmental problem. Get this. Nearly 90,000 kgs. Okay, just that number again. 90,000 kgs of just chappals, just flip-flops, wash up on East African beaches every year. 90,000 kgs a year.
That's a little more than 1,000 jimmies, I think. Don't do the math. Let it be. Don't okay. Guess my weight. No, let it be. Let them.
Just imagine, guys, what fun it would be if chappals were as loyal as dogs. I mean, what if you are just on the beach, you're chilling, you're having a Daniel Pani. और समुंदर में से ऐसा एक चप्पल फ्लोट करते करते आता है, बोलता है हाय ब्रो, तेरे को याद है 2006 में तूने मेरे को फेंका था, मैं वापस आ गया है।
यादों की बारात है दिल, व्हाटएवर दैट सॉन्ग। ओके, सिंस दैट्स नॉट हैपनिंग एनी टाइम सून, व्हाट्स हैपनिंग दैट मींस लाइक they're not coming back as loyal dogs. Some geniuses are turning this trash into treasure. So India ke naujawan recycling heroes hai. Some entrepreneurs are crafting footwear out of old vehicle tires.
Oh yeah, I've seen this. There's companies like Funky Kalakar and Nemital. They're saving tons of rubber, like literal tons, from
yeah.
becoming landfill villains.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then
yeah, they are superstar Funky Kalakar.
You're Anderson in the house.
But you know, their stuff is actually really cool.
Which one are you talking about now?
These guys, Funky Kalakar.
Oh, okay.
1,400 kgs of tires. They've made that into stylish footwear. And Ivaga, they've got handbags, keychains, yeneno.
Must.
That's amazing, yeah?
Yeah.
And there are people who are making colorful art as well and furniture from discarded flip-flops.
Chapli to Charpai. Ah, super.
Are. Movie title. Beautiful.
Imagine inviting someone over and saying, "Aiye." आपकी चप्पल निकालिए और मेरे चप्पल पर पधारिए।
Oh, that's so good, so good.
But all of this is very good luck for the planet. I mean, I think it's just the right direction.
Correct. And you know what else is good luck? Chappal in the backside.
I'm just so afraid. Like, I don't even want to know what you mean.
Prepositions. You mean chappal on the backside.
No, I mean, then Kavya would have like understood what I'm talking about.
No, I still don't understand.
Oh,
please say.
Okay, so trucks and autos have a chappal tied to the bumper at the back. Chappal on the backside. It's supposed to ward off evil spirits.
I thought they were just ki driver ke bachcho ke chappal. Sajawing the vehicles like ki how we sajaw our cubicle at work.
I actually like that better. This is so cute. Any more superstitions? Anyone?
So apparently in a lot of the Arabic countries, throwing a slipper at someone is an insult. Ultimate insult.
Why Arabia, bro? In India also. Indian parents, वो बस चप्पल फेंकते नहीं है, वो प्रोग्राम करते उन्हें लाइक हीट सीकिंग मिसाइल्स। नो मैटर वेयर यू आर रनिंग, दैट चप्पल विल फाइंड यू।
पिटिशन टू ऐड चप्पल थ्रोइंग टू द ओलंपिक गेम्स।
गोल्ड मेडल तो आना ही है। एट दिस पॉइंट दैट दिस पॉडकास्ट डज नॉट कंडोन कॉर्पोरल पनिशमेंट।
इट्स नॉट कॉर्पोरल पनिशमेंट। हु इज
थ्रोइंग? यू आर जस्ट गोना थ्रो इट नॉट एट समवन।
यू आर थ्रोइंग इट एट समवन। इट्स अ गेम।
ओके ओके।
सो इट्स लाइक यू थ्रो अ बॉल एट समवन एंड दे हैव टू कैच इट। सो यू आर थ्रोइंग अ चप्पल एट समवन एंड दे हैव टू अवॉइड इट। दैट्स द गेम।
डॉट चप्पल।
सो हवाई चप्पल इफ यू लुक एट इट इज अ सिंबल ऑफ आम जनता, राइट? सो can you give me other examples? Tell me you are Aam Janta without using the words Aam Janta. Come on, let's go.
Okay. If you keep a plastic bag full of other rolled up plastic bags at home.
Correct.
You are Aam Janta.
Right.
Packing a tiffin for the airport. Because
yes.
You go there, everything is so expensive.
Correct.
I'm not playing that game, bro. I'll bring my Mosrana and come sit in the airport and eat.
Oh, what about removing that gift wrapper carefully so you can reuse it again when you're giving someone else a gift.
Yeah.
That's also very like, I feel like it's a puzzle. It's a gift in itself, how to remove it without tearing it.
Yeah. Also, one more. Buying your shoes from Bata.
Yes.
Of course.
The Bata thing is so interesting because everyone believes that Bata's from India because it feels like it is, but it's not. every country that has a Bata in it feels like Bata is theirs. So Bata is originally from Czechoslovakia.
Right.
Right? And Bata is the reason that India calls it Hawaii Chappal. So they were the first people to call it Hawaii Chappals here. Bata came to India in 1926. So next year is happy anniversary, Bata. Ooh, okay. 100 years of Bata.
Yeah, and do you know how they do this? How they like... So what they do is, Bata, is they become a part of the local community.
Mm. Okay.
So wherever there's manufacturing, they look after the people, school, education and all of that. They name towns after that, where factories come out. So there's a Bata Nagar in India.
Mm. Wow.
In Canada, there's a Batawa, like Ottawa. Batawa. So they've made these names. And also they're... So you know how brands are so... This thing about their logo, it should not be changed. Yeah. Wherever Bata goes, they customize their logo using the language and the script of that town.
That's so cool.
That's why...
Everybody feels like
it's part of them.
Oh, that is so amazing.
It's beautiful marketing.
Yeah, so Bata brings Hawaii Chappals to India and they bring it in white and blue, which is what we recognize as the Bata Hawaii Chappals.
The original OG Hawaii Chappals.
Exactly.
Of course, it makes sense that they'll be such a hit. We are smack bang in the middle of the tropics.
Right.
Itna dhoop aata hai, itna dhoop aata hai. Pair ki ungliyon se paseena nikalta hai. I mean, it's best. I would wear chappals to office if I could. Would you though? Would you, Jimmy? Kavya?
Yeah, with you'd... socks. If there is AC.
Oh my God. I feel like, depends on how it's styled, I guess.
How's what styled? Your chappal?
How your chappal? Like, how does your outfit look? Like, does it go with chappals? You know what I mean, right?
Okay, so let's say you have a pair of Hawaii chappals. They're obviously not going with anything, mostly. Maybe white. At best, maybe your blue jeans because there's some blue in it. Now, if you were wearing some other colors, do you think you'd wear some socks?
I would never wear socks. Okay, I feel like it is a space-specific thing. So, for example...
Okay.
Sunita Williams likes space, sir.
No, Ray. Like Barack Obama, who I love, he's been photographed wearing Hawaii chappals.
Yeah, but
he was in Hawaii.
But... Yes, but that's because he was going home.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. So that's a good time to wear chappals.
When you're going home.
Yeah.
From where? And how?
He was not wearing them.
I'm sorry.
He's not wearing them at the White House.
This is just completely derailed right now.
Anyway, let's move slightly closer home now. We've been on this one chappal safari through history.
Right.
But now it's time to explore the Indian jungle of footwear.
Let's go.
Over here, every state has its own species of chappal.
All right.
So you can kick things off with paduka.
Get it.
Right? Padukas are the OG Indian flip-flop, right? So they're not your average chappals. They're often for special occasions. They often have religious or spiritual significance.
There's a big association with the holy people, sants and sadhus.
Yeah, and the paduka as a placeholder for them. So if you can't see the actual Babaji, you will see the paduka.
Oh,
that's the context.
That's so interesting. You know, in fact, inka design hi aisa hai ki insects on the ground don't get hurt. So it has got heels both in the front and the back. So you're basically aap ek platform pe walk kar rahe ho.
That's very similar to what was the Japanese thing?
The geta. Yeah,
geta.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even in the Ramayana, Bharata, Raman aur Paduka na throne mel hittane. That's how he symbolizes that Rama is the ruler.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's do ek chota sa quiz.
Let's go.
Okay.
I love quizzes.
Chappals in India's.
Okay.
Padukas ho gaye.
Right.
Hmm.
Now, tell me the name of the chappal jo Maharashtra se.
Boots. Booties.
No. Is it named for a place?
That's right. You're very close.
Okay, I'm not going to
think cities.
You know the answer already.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is just like first bencher person, right? ma'am, I know the answer, ma'am.
That's how you don't get hit with chappal.
That's right. What's the answer? I don't know.
It's Kolhapuris.
That's right. So Kolhapuris, they've been around from the 13th century.
Yeah, apparently, the first Kolhapuri chappal weighed approximately 2 kilo. Or Shahu Maharaj ke liye. Banaye gaye the. He was the first Maharaj of Kolhapur.
Oh, wow. And you know how they went global? Because of the hippies. So in the 1970s, you had a whole influx of people coming to India, you know, making music, all of that.
How though?
And they took the Kolhapuris back to everywhere. They nice. Saw the chappals and said, let it all hang out.
That's like what they're not. Kolhapuris or chappals are supposed to keep your feet in, not let them hang out.
No, no, are nahi, no. It's like, let it all hang out is like hippie slang. Means like, be free, be cool. Yeah.
You do you. Be
yeah,
you.
Exactly, exactly. Correct.
Let's go well the flow, done. Bro.
Well done.
Okay. Okay, Ataru has been waiting to ask us the next question, so.
Yeah.
That's right. Notice karne ke liye dhanyawad, Juni.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
Okay. Guess this one. This was introduced by the Mughals. Okay. King Salim Shah. And he made it a part of his royal wardrobe.
Okay, so this has got to be some leather boots or armor boots, metal boots or something like that.
No, man. No? Like, he's a king, bro. He'll be comfortable, no?
Yeah, yeah.
He made a part of the royal wardrobe for
That's
himself.
Right.
Okay, okay.
Is
sorry,
it sorry. Also named after a place?
Yes, but think bigger than Kolhapur.
Oh,
think bigger
okay,
than
so
Kolhapur.
I made it sound as though I can't think of a single place bigger than Kolhapur. No, I got nothing.
Wardrobe. Okay, no. Okay. No idea. Okay, what place is it from?
Okay, it's from Rajasthan.
Mojris!
Oh,
that's
very
right.
Nice.
Actually, I have a very interesting story about the Mojris. So, during the war against the Afghans, a bhisti. Now, bhistis are water carriers.
Okay.
Called Nizam saved Humayun, who was a Mughal emperor, from drowning in the Ganga. So, he expressed his gratitude by crowning Nizam as king for a day.
Oh my God, the plot of Mudalvan.
Mudalvan?
Yeah, okay. Mudalvan.
Yes, yes.
Is this Tamil movie?
Correct.
That I, as a child, it was my favorite movie. It's wildly unrealistic as an adult.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It is so well. Good.
And wait, the songs also.
It's amazing. Wait, Atharvaj was made in Hindi also. Nayak? Nayak?
Oh, the Anil Kapoor film.
Yes, that exactly. One,
nice.
Okay, so he was made king for a day. Nizam, that Bishti fellow, invited his fellow Bishts and leather workers to court. And Humayun was so impressed by their work that he ordered footwear for the entire Mughal infantry.
Nice.
So he did make a big difference to his community when he was king.
Just like Bata.
Though just like Mudalvan.
Just like Mudalvan. Okay. He's not a Mudalvan, he's a Mughal one.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Thank you.
So this was before Salim Shah.
Yes, I guess so.
Right? Because there's so many paintings of the Mughals wearing Mojris, right? Jahangir, Akbar, Shah Jahan, everybody.
Ooh, and the Rajputs as well. Mm. Some very famous people have blessed Mojris with their feet. Okay, Atharva, next question.
Okay, so Kolhapur ho gaya, Rajasthan ho gaya, right? Now Punjab.
Jyotis!
What? How?
Okay, obviously, jab we met.
It's not so obviously.
It is so totally obvious. Okay, so there was a brief moment after Jab We Met came out where Jab We Met was my whole personality. I was...
You were Geet.
I was Geet. Yeah. Geet? Yeah.
Nice.
Her name's Geet. Yeah, obviously. I love Kareena Kapoor. And she wears Jyotis in the movie. And I had to own them. I must. And the thing is, I have very large feet. So just walking around Bangalore being like, do you make Jyotis in this size? And they're like,
oh,
no.
Wait, did you get them custom made?
No, I just didn't have. Like, I had a pair. It was very uncomfortable. It was pinching my toes.
But you still wore them.
Yeah, I wanted to be Geet, of course.
Fashion is sacrifice.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
Wow. Okay, do you have any chappal records you know of?
Yes, actually. Okay.
Okay.
So the largest shoe/sandal kicking competition consisted of 1,671 people in Tokyo.
Matlab, they were kicking chappals.
That's right. Okay. So, okay, the footwear used, they were indoor slippers. So the winner kicked their slipper to the distance of 17.76 meters. That's 58 feet, 3 inches.
Whoa, that's... they kicked the slipper that far.
Is it 10 jimmies lying down?
Is it 10? Yes! Yes, it is 10 jimmies lying down back to back. I don't know.
Head to toe. That's a
nice.
Lot. That's
okay,
a lot.
Quick
okay, wait. So, but just like this, there's some guy in the US, Tim Norris. He tried on 21 pairs of footwear in 1 minute.
Yeah.
24.
Ooh, maine us video ko dekha. It's a very boring video, okay?
Okay.
It's just, like, seriously, it's just pairs of footwear lined up. And ek ke baad ek, he will get out of one pair, put his feet into the other pair, then get out of that, put his feet into the next pair. There's no effort only. All the work has been done for
him. Okay, so if you had to redesign this, what would you do, say?
You'd have to, one, use your bend down
But then it's a chappli wearing thing, no, Jim.
It's
you know what
boring.
I would do?
Jimmy's so old, he has to bend down to wear.
People like me, when we bend down, we take time. Okay, so for me, okay, the fastest 100 meter wearing flip-flops is 12.10 seconds.
Wow.
That's really fast, no? I mean, wearing flip-flops?
That's a lot. I feel like even without wearing flip-flops, that's,
yeah, that's
really fast.
This was done by this guy named Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez in Spain.
Wow.
That is such a cool name.
Yeah, it takes 12 seconds to say his name.
That's true.
That's how... Oh! Anyway. Okay, I'm out of facts. Okay. So I think it's time to close this Hawaii Chappal episode.
Okay, so question. Do you have a question for us? Like we always close our podcast.
Okay, yes. I have one question.
Go for it.
What is one activity or event that you would never wear chappals for?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the beach.
In the beach.
That is like the one place you have to wear chappals.
Okay. Let me explain. I will wear chappals to the beach.
Okay.
Okay.
But not in the beach. Matlab, up to the sand, I will wear the chappals. Sand, as soon as the sand starts, मैं चप्पल निकालूंगा क्योंकि ये जो sand है ना जब अटक जाते हैं चप्पल और feet के बीच में it is so annoying like it keeps poking and then you're trying to shake it off and it just doesn't come out, it's just damn annoying. So on the beach, on the sand, no chappals. Kavya?
I am gonna go with wild paragliding.
While paragliding.
Yeah. Because I tell the story every episode, but I was in Bir paragliding a couple of years ago.
Must have been life changing for you, which is why you bring it up so often.
I bring it up all the time. What's up with that? I need more life changing experiences, I guess. I would not do that wearing chappals.
Yeah.
Because not only is running off a hill difficult in and of itself, with chappals, no way. The whole flight, I would be like, this chappal is falling on somebody's head.
Should not fall and kill
exactly.
someone.
Funny how you call it a flight when it's actually falling.
That's true. Just because
falling.
There are some wings somewhere.
Yeah, that's what
very slowly.
I mean, just imagine, you know, Kavya running with her footwear to jump off that hill and then she trips.
Oh my
because
God.
Of the Hawaii chappals.
What a disaster. No.
That will be really Hawaii chappal.
Oh, no. Wait, Athava, where would you never wear a Hawaii chappal to?
Okay, so I feel like this person, whoever, jisne bhi banaya ek concept ki bathroom mein chappal pehenna chahiye, was an evil, evil person.
Okay.
Because bathrooms are the last place you should wear something called slippers. You know, a wet tile, slippery tile, and you are like, you know what? I'll do adventure. I'll wear something that guarantees I'll slip on this. I am fully against. I'm like barefoot jane ka bathroom mein, no chappals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just imagining if Atharva had a fall and then you have to break down the door and the chappals are the only thing he's wearing while you take him into the ambulance.
Why are you imagining all of us getting hurt?
Why are you imagining that? Listeners, this is a really good opportunity for you to engage with the podcast and not with Jimmy.
All right, that's the end of our Hawaii Chappal episode. Tell us what you thought in the comments and we'll be back with another one soon. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being curious. We'll be back with another episode next week. But before we leave, a gentle reminder to please subscribe to the Radio Azim Premji University YouTube channel on platforms that you listen to your podcasts on, Apple, Spotify, etc. And on socials on Instagram and WhatsApp.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.